Again, they shot in all directions as, scored by countless wounds, Earthstripe rose like a mighty geyser bursting from the ground with a fox between his teeth and a rat in each paw, hurling the lifeless carcasses into the mob and went at them again, laughing like a beast gone mad. Like a pack of wild animals, they clung to him, bearing him down to the sand once more. Limbs thrashing and teeth slashing, Earthstripe battled on, the armor torn from him, battered and dented into uselessness. Ferrago and Kletch hugged each other in delight, anticipating the inevitable outcome.
Blood and thunder, chaps! Eulalia!
Two score well-placed shafts thudded into the ambushes as Big Oxeye and 20 others came charging over the sands, their javelins held short for stabbing action. Straight into the fray they plunged, dealing death wherever their lance points found the foe. Completely taken by surprise, the vermin scattered, leaping for the safety of the rocks. But not before Ferrago and Kletch, who hid among the rocks, calling out frantic commands.
Get them! Don't let them escape!
Finish the badger off!
Six hares supported the staggering badger lord. Oxeye and the others backed off swiftly, firing arrows into the rocks to discourage pursuit. Hurrying across the sands towards the mountain, they ducked, returning salvos of arrows and sling stones. Kletch and Ferrago laid about them with sword and knife blades.
Get after them, you lily-livered cowards!
Come on, you worthless trash! Charge!
Oxeye saw them coming and broke his commands into three, five shooting arrows, with five behind waiting and another five behind them. As one party fired, they fell to the rear, letting the next five loose off their arrows. They fired and went to the rear, leaving the next five to shoot. Earthstripe's paws dragged twin furrows in the sand as they half-carried, half-pulled him along. Big Oxeye was moving slowly backwards with his archers, coolly in command of the situation.
Righto, chaps! Fire! Next five! Ready! Aim! Pick your targets now! Fire! Well done, the long patrol! Next five! Steady in the ranks there! Draw strings and fire!
The deadly shafts hissed through the air as the ambushers advanced reluctantly. Ferrago sent another contingent out from the rocks to reinforce the half-hearted ambushers.
Their arrows are nearly used up. Look, get after them!
Bart Thistledown muttered to Oxeye as the mountain loomed large.
Bad show, this. We'll never get Earthstripe up through that window space he climbed out of. What'll we do, Ox?
The big hare glanced over his shoulder, sizing up the situation.
You'd better dash back, Bart, you lad. Tell Penny and the others to unblock one of the big ground-level openings. Off you go now.
Ferrago had followed his ambushers, loping a short distance behind them and yelling a mixture of threats and encouragement. Kletch stayed behind. Standing on one of the high rocks, he surveyed the scene before him. Excitement rose within the young weasel as he called the ferret Dragtail to him.
Dragtail, come here. See that? They've unblocked a big space near the entrance to the mountain. Go as fast as you can and muster the rest of the horde. We'll never get a better chance than this to conquer Salamandastron. Hurry!
Oxeye, Bart Thistledown and some others were having difficulties with Earthstripe. They'd lifted and pushed him halfway through the long unblocked fissure when the badger lord began shoving backwards. Half-demented, he had partially recovered and wanted to return to the battle.
Never trust vermin. I should have known. Treacherous toads. I'll show them. Where's my spear, Oxeye?
The hare scrabbled desperately, clutching Earthstripe in an attempt to stop him escaping.
You're in no shape to fight, sir. Wounds and injuries and so on. Come inside and rest now. There's a good fella.
Earthstripe sat up on the bottom ledge of the fissure, swaying as he glared groggily at his friend.
Don't talk rubbish, Ox. Day I can't attend a battle, I'll...
As he crashed over unconscious, Oxeye had the presence of mind to tip Earthstripe inside. He fell backwards over the ledge with a bump, landing in the ground-level corridor. Willing paws gathered round to carry the badger lord up to his bed, a rush-strewn rock slab in the forge room.